This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on Free Talk Live, you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And coming up, I mean, really the big news is the American government seems to be willing and ready to sort of turn its back on Saudi Arabia. The top Senate Democrat is vowing to block all future arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And this is big news because Saudi Arabia is as bad as the United States as far as their warmongering goes. They are horrifically violent, and they are committing actual crimes against humanity and war crimes against Yemen. And I would be very happy to see all of that come to an end. So,
well, I remember like a year ago they were threatening to stop taking the dollar or spending. Wait, yeah, taking the dollar for oil. Is that why it is?
I don't know exactly why it is, and we're going to get into that later. But first, let's go to the phones. We have Ben on the line from Massachusetts. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to weigh in on the waking up stressed. That's something I've experienced a lot of, and it's something I honestly, I've only talked to a few people about, and I've met a few other people who really, really wake up feeling like immediately freaked out by life.
Hmm. Now, there are periods where, like, this has not been much of an issue over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, but previously, it was almost like I was traumatized by sleep, or I was terrified of being asleep, where if I was about to fall asleep, I would suddenly wake up and my heart would be pounding and I would be freaked out and all of that stuff. But that's not what they're talking about here, I don't think.
I experienced that when when I was in a car accident, and then I had to be on Keppra, which is like a medicine. It's anti-seizure medicine, and lots of people have crazy side effects. Anytime I'd fall asleep, I'd wake right back up because I was like afraid I was going to die in my sleep and like having really delusional thoughts. But never just in waking life. Do you experience that every day, Ben?
Pretty much, yeah. Every time I wake up, it's hard to describe, but I'm immediately kind of thrust into this headspace where I'm totally freaked out. And I just kind of wanted to talk briefly about why that is the reality for so many people.
Absolutely.
Bonnie, you were talking about, Bonnie, the brain stem, I believe, the lizard brain.
Yeah.
That's tied into our nervous system, which many, many parts of the brain and body are, of course, but you know, what this has to do with is trauma. And human beings naturally, normally, like, it's just trauma is literally a part of every person's life. And we've constructed societies and lifestyles that are so kind of detached from, like, historical ways of, just ways that human beings have dealt with trauma. So
I think I want further clarification on what you mean, but When I say that, you know, existence is traumatic, what I mean by that is that if you took a functioning adult and you just made them the age of 30 and just popped them into existence without any explanation or without any warning, without any guides, without any gods or deities or anything, just bam, suddenly you exist. They would be traumatized and they would be afraid and they would be freaked out. We don't experience that as human beings because we sort of become normalized to it as children. You can't lash out at the world when you're an infant, when you were just born or whatever. All you can do is sort of take it in, and everyone is traumatized, but everyone has forgotten they're traumatized. And we've sort of developed this entire society that is used to mask that. That's why we have these governments and these gods and all these other things so that we can forget, you know, just how terrifying it is to just suddenly exist and to not have any explanation, to not have anyone coming down saying, okay, look, this is why you exist, and this is what the point of all of it is. There's no explanation, and it freaks people out, and they hide from it, and they fear death, and they have all of these, all of this baggage. When I say people are traumatized, or everyone is traumatized, that's what I mean. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, we all get traumatized for different reasons, but trauma essentially just means wound, I believe, and we all get wounded in life, and if we don't have ways, we don't have systems that we're plugged into that allow us to deal with it and process it, it gets internalized, and when it gets internalized, we have stress hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline that get kind of on this auto sort of, just they're automatically produced, you don't even have to think about it, you're just, you can get locked into essentially PTSD, and when that happens, you have a very hard time kind of getting your nervous system out of that state where it's producing stress hormones all the time. So, you know, if it's so hardwired to do that, when you wake up, it's your brain has just been so, you know, there's like a roadmap. There's all these paved pathways in the brain that just get, triggered, basically.
If your brain wants to take the path, and through the neurons that it's most used to, and it's lots of work to create a new pattern or path. So you'll just continue repeating that. Well, one of the things that I can say that has been a thing that throughout history people use to deal with this kind of thing, but we don't have access to as easily anymore, is psychedelics. And I think that's on purpose.
I completely agree with you there. I mean, me personally, I've benefited a lot from them. And, of course, they need to be used carefully and in the right settings, set and setting, of course, as they say. But, yeah, they can be very, very beneficial. And I think that is because they essentially force you to confront kind of your deepest fears, which for most of us, to get back to what Aria was saying, for most of us, whether we're conscious of it or not, our deepest fear is probably death and the unknown.
Yep.
So when you take psychedelics, you kind of start thinking about those things. And that allows you to kind of transcend your normal everyday human experience. And, you know, that's why psychedelics allow people to kind of connect on a deep level with other people and with nature as a whole, because you realize you're an energy force that's occupying a body, basically. And that energy exists in all things. At least that's what I believe. So yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Psychedelics can be very helpful. I mean, clearly the research shows that.
Yeah, but they're not a cure-all by any means. And, you know, there's still a lot of work that a person is going to have to do. They can't just eat some magic mushrooms and like, hey, look at me, I'm not traumatized anymore or anything like that. So psychedelics are a medicine, but they're not in and of themselves a cure for anything in particular.
Next time I do psychedelics, I really want to do it with, like, a clinic or something that will do the integration phase, like, afterwards. Because one of the things that, it's so funny he brought up, like, death. I guess it's a very common theme to experience during a psychedelic trip is, like, I was just enjoying myself. I was on mushrooms. And I was like, oh, I bet I look really pretty right now because I feel really good. So I'm going to look in the mirror. And what I saw was just, I don't know how to explain it. What I saw was a dead body. And I was just like, that's not me. And I was really creeped out by that. I had to go get over that, like go do something else to get my mind off it.
Sure.
And over a year later, I thought about it, and it was just like, I realized, I think it was the mushrooms telling me, like, I was focusing on, like, material things when I didn't need to be focusing on, like, the material world, like, how I looked, and one day I'll be a dead body. And I didn't think about it like that till, like, a year later, and I was, like, revisiting it. It's because I tried to run away from it immediately.
Yeah, because it can be scary, and that is definitely a thing, you know, like, don't look at yourself in the mirror when you're on, like, acid or mushrooms sometimes, because sometimes it can just be very confronting, and it can freak you out.
It's weird because it wasn't my first time. I used to look in the mirror and be like, this is so fun, I look so pretty. I don't know really why this happened this time, but...
Well, psychedelics can be hard to predict, right? And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that looking in the mirror is any worse than any other thing that a person can do while on psychedelics. Ben, thank you so much for the call tonight.
That was really interesting.
It's tricky, you know. Sometimes you can look into a mirror, as you were saying, and you eat just fine. But then there's that one time when you're on shrooms, you look in the mirror, and then there you go. Down into the labyrinth. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including how the FBI counts mass shootings and how they're stopped. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and Bitcoin.com is where you can go to stay up up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. If you're already into cryptocurrency, you can find all of that and more at news.bitcoin.com. But if you don't already know about this important world-changing technology, then head on over to bitcoin.com and click Getting Started at the top of the page. And it only takes a few minutes for you to watch some of these videos to learn the basics about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And you can dive as deep into this subject as you want. All of those resources are there at bitcoin.com. Or you can keep you can just learn the basics over there at bitcoin.com. All on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website, bitcoin.com. You can even get Bitcoin there and some other cryptocurrencies there. I think at exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that they will sell you Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and some other cryptocurrencies directly on their site. So you don't have to worry about getting scammed or anything like that. That's bitcoin.com. With you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And Bonnie, you have a story about the FBI and mass shootings. And this is a story that we've heard repeatedly. Let me back up a bit. We as libertarians know that the way you stop a mass shooter is with a gun. And it doesn't matter to me if the person stopping the mass shooter is a police officer or not. Either way, you have to get someone there on the scene who has a gun and who can shoot the bad guy. Because the bad guy has a gun. You can't attack them with a knife or throw a ninja star at them or whatever. You have to counter them with an equal amount of force, generally. And the problem with the police is that they have to travel there. And police, even when they're not cowards like we saw it in Uvalde, they still take 30 to 40 minutes to even get to where this stuff is happening. And a lot of people can be executed in cold blood in 40 minutes. With an armed citizenry, there's already someone there on site who can take out that armed shooter.
Yeah, and another thing that we've talked about on the show multiple times before is it's just speculating, but it is also common sense to speculate that the number of shootings that were thwarted by armed citizens has to be, not really that well taken into consideration, because how do you count something that didn't happen? Or why would people spend the time to count something that didn't happen? But apparently, the FBI does do just that.
Well, it would definitely be tricky, right? Like, you have to know that person A pulls out their gun and they're going to execute, they're going to murder, 10 people or whatever, but person B happens to be there and he ends that before it even begins. I'm not surprised that this wouldn't count as, someone stopping a mass shooting, because at that point there was no mass shooting. There was just someone drew a gun and was probably going to do something violent. And if you're person B in this scenario, person B, again, was the person who stopped the shooting before it started. Person B is probably going to prison for murder in this particular scenario. So the sad thing is about American society is you almost have to wait until the mass shooting is going on before you put a stop to it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to end up being considered the aggressive. Well, that person didn't kill anyone, but you killed them. So it's a messy situation. So tell us about the story.
Well, the FBI does count how many people have thwarted active shootings, but surprise, surprise, it turns out that they significantly undercounted the number of times that happened. According to a new report from the Crime Prevention Research Center, the FBI's official data contains massive errors when it comes to tracking active shooting incidents, and the agency has undercounted how often armed citizens have thwarted active shootings over the past 8 years. The FBI defines an active shooter as one or more individuals actively engaged in killing or attempting to kill people in a populated area, but does not include crimes related to criminal activities such as robberies or gang shootouts. At the center of the discrepancy...
Why would they include gang shootouts? I understand why they wouldn't include robberies, because the point of the robbery isn't to, execute a mass shooting.
Yeah.
It's to steal from people. But the whole point of a gang shootout would be to kill people.
I don't know. That is weird. Maybe because it's targeted and not just a populated area.
Okay, fair. And because, I mean, that's... as you mentioned, is targeted, so it's more about the specific individuals you're shooting at. So it's, plus they get to then characterize that as gang violence, which helps them with other fun statistics that they like to lie about. Okay.
So at the center of the discrepancy are two variables, misclassified shootings and overlooked incidents. Quote, although collecting such data is fraught with challenges, some see a pattern of distortion in the FBI numbers because the errors almost exclusively go one way.
I would expect that from the FBI. Yeah. I wouldn't expect fairness at all. And if they're going to make a mistake, it's going to be on their side, whereas against the armed population.
Yep, they want us unarmed. It says the way that it goes is minimizing the life-saving actions of armed citizens. That's how the report provided to Fox by author and CPRC founder John Lott. CPRC, again, was the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Thank you. I'd already forgot what that was.
Yep. Says data released by the nonprofit shows that 34.4% of active shootings were thwarted by armed citizens between 2014 and 2021. Wow. However,
one in three, that's shocking.
So that is shocking. That like no one gets hurt besides obviously the perpetrator, or it's could it also be counted if maybe they shot a couple people and then someone stops them in the act?
I don't know. I kind of wish that they used other things other than just the word thwarted every time they said that because they haven't really defined that yet. It says, however, FBI data shows only 4.4% of active shootings were thwarted by armed citizens during that time. So
still 4% is really good. Like even the most anti-gun person has to hear 4% and say, look, you know, that's people whose lives were literally saved as a result of these peaceful citizens being armed. I don't know how anyone can object to that. I mean, I do know how, because they don't live in a world of reason and facts and things like that. And they think that if they just feel a thing strong enough, then that will make it true.
Guns are just bad and make me scared.
Well, and it's just crazy that they literally lied about 30%.
Well, yeah, it's the government, though. That's what they do. They lie about numbers, and then they reinterpret the numbers, and they define things, and they create mathematical equations that are all used to benefit them. So they probably defined thwarting as zero people killed or wounded or whatever, other than the hypothetical shooter themselves, and that's probably a threshold that only 4% managed to meet.
Yeah, probably.
Says whether deliberately, through bias or just incompetence, the FBI database of active shooters cannot be trusted, said Gary Mausner, an emeritus professor at Simon Fraser University in Canada.
It seems like it's most likely to be all of them. Like, a lot of incompetence, certainly, but also a lot of bias, because they do have a vested interest in lying about how many Americans actually thwart mass shooters.
Yep, they want to be the only ones armed.
Right, and they want the police to be the only ones armed because, you know, if you have guns, then you can defend yourselves, and that makes them a little bit more obsolete. But they don't. Their job isn't to defend you anyway. They serve and protect, all right, but they serve and protect the state. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about this. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters are returning to Los Angeles City Hall for another day, calling for the resignations of three council members. A private conversation from a year ago that was leaked online this week featured racist comments from council members Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and Kevin DeLeon. Martinez went on leave of absence Tuesday. Vladimir Putin will continue to spend more money in his war until Ukraine is finally able to fight off Russia's invasion.
Our joint collaboration is bringing this moment, the victory of Ukraine. And the more assistance Ukraine gets now, the sooner will come an end to the Russian war.
So says Ukrainian President Zelensky. Speaking via video conference at a World Bank meeting in Washington, he conveyed his gratitude for other countries' support. We are USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can talk about how screwed up the police are. Interestingly, that we started out the show tonight by talking about how much the police suck. And then we talked about, you know, how stressed out people are. And we ended up just sort of inadvertently circling back to how much the police suck. Of course, you don't have to talk about that. You can talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And we are talking about this article here from the, I don't remember who it's from, but it's about how the FBI undercounts the number of times that armed Americans put a stop to mass shooters in the United States. The actual number, according to one person mentioned in the article, is 34%. Where the FBI somehow comes up with a number that is closer to 4%.
Yep, and that number, the 34%, it's from the Crime Prevention Research Center.
Is that a government entity? I don't know.
I'm assuming it's not.
It called it a nonprofit later.
Okay. Well, definitely not government then, because government's absolutely operating for profit. So what else do we need to take away from this?
This is from Zero Hedge, by the way. Basically, this whole article is just about the FBI is supposed to be in charge of counting these things, and they have massively undercounted the amount, the number of times that an armed citizen has put a stop to an active shooter.
They use the word thwarted for this.
That's what I try not to use.
Repeatedly, they use the word thwarted. And, I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know, I mean, thwarting a mass shooting is a good thing. We always hear about the FBI thwarting terror plots, right? That's the terminology that gets bandied about all the time. But the FBI, more often than not, is causing these terror plots in the first place, and it turns out to be, oh, look, it was the FBI all along who they thwarted their own terror plot.
Yeah, it's yay, like Scooby-Doo where they pull the mask off. Oh, it was the FBI the whole time.
That's what we saw with the Whitmer kidnapping nonsense as well. It was like, oh, so nine out of ten people here were FBI, and the other guy was just a stoner who you kept feeding pot into, and finally he
agreed to do this
with your nonsense. Okay, yeah, I mean that's the FBI, right? That same institution, the very same, is the one saying, guys, we don't know what's going on, but as far as we can tell, only 4% of the time do Americans actually manage to stop, to thwart mass shooters. And in reality, the number is closer to 34%.
I bet the amount of police that thwart mass shootings is way less than 30%.
Certainly.
You know.
Well, I mean, ultimately, all the mass shootings come to an end. And it's always because you get someone else there who has a gun who either shoots the guy or the perpetrator shoots himself. I think that's a way that
a lot
of
people. Yeah, pretty common, I think. Yeah.
That was the way the one in Vegas ended, if I recall correctly.
I just don't get it. It's like, can't you just kill yourself and leave everybody else out of it? Like, why do you have to go on a rampage and murder a bunch of innocent people?
Because MKUltra.
Yeah,
probably. Because they're just a bunch of patsies.
I don't know what else to think. It is such a weird thing. Like, okay, look, you want to kill yourself? I'm not going to stop you. And, you know, there's... if you legitimately want to kill yourself, there's probably a good enough reason for me to say, you know what, go ahead, man. You know, you do you, and it's your life, right? It's not mine. That's my whole issue with society taking this approach that, you know, society, you can't do that. That's illegal. I mean, society is legitimately illegal. I mean, suicide is legitimately illegal in the United States. And that's
crazy.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Just how do you enforce that? But they're dead.
Well, you can't, but there are ways of punishing the family after when it comes to, like, life insurance and things like that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
They do that, and, you know, if you fail, then they could charge you. I don't know, I've never heard of anyone being charged, but in theory, they could charge you for attempted suicide in the same way that they charge people for attempted murder or whatever. But it's just completely insane. The most fundamental right that a person has is the right over their life. And if it's my life, then I can end it at any time if I so choose. I don't choose to. I happen to rather enjoy being alive, but not everyone does. And if, as far as I can tell, if someone doesn't want to be alive anymore, well, that's their call to make. But why they have to kill other people, I don't know.
And at least it almost makes sense if they go and kill people that were rude to them or that they see as the reason that they hate their lives. But a lot of these mass shootings are just complete strangers, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like I get the kid like going into the school where he was bullied, or I've heard of some family members going to hospitals and going nuts. But random shopping malls and, you know, grocery stores, none of it makes sense. And it blows my mind to even think about how some people could be so mentally ill where they are going, where they want to harm other human beings. I really just don't understand it at all.
Well, you have some of these people who are a side effect of the COVID-19 lockdowns. The one who shut up the grocery store in New York City or wherever, I think it was
Buffalo.
New York City. Yeah, Buffalo, thank you. He admitted in his manifesto that you can't find online because the media was like, no, we can't let people actually read what this guy has to say. But he straight up pointed out that he was bored during COVID-19, so he spent time on, it wasn't 4chan, it was some other website though, and you know, he just became more and more radicalized because he wasn't interacting anymore with normal people. The only interactions he was having with people were online, and it was in these dens of hatred and racism and vile, despicable behavior and words and thoughts and deeds until finally he just lost himself within it. And it's not entirely COVID-19 and the lock. It's not entirely the pandemic I'm trying to say this without blaming the pandemic because...
The government lockdown.
Yes. It's not entirely the government lockdown's fault because, you know, he has responsibility for what he did. But the lockdowns did traumatize him. They did cut him off from everyone else and lock him in his house and make him suffer. And isolation is known to be a form of torture.
Well, and a lot of these people are on SSRIs and other psych meds that literally have the side effect listed on, you know, on the bottle or whatever. Homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts.
Yep.
So I'm not very surprised that people that are on these psych meds are losing their minds and going and trying to kill a bunch of people because that is literally a side effect of the medications.
That was always so strange to me when you hear these commercials for, you know, SSRIs or, you know, depression medications or whatever. Stop using and, you know, call your doctor if you experience suicidal thoughts. Isn't the point of this crap to stop the suicidal thoughts?
Yeah,
are you
like,
kidding me?
Oh, you're depressed? Well, take this.
Or
it'll just make you more depressed.
Or just like it's a medication for something else, but it's like, wouldn't the desire to kill people be something that makes your life worse than this other thing that you're trying to fix?
Well, and you would think that that would be, like, the worst case of all is either killing yourself or killing somebody else. So you think, you know, no matter what the medication is, if that is even a possible side effect, even if there is the slimmest chance, it would not be worth it to even give it to a single person.
That's a really... How does a medication that could cause you to want to go on a freaking killing spree... How does that get FDA approval? It's like, look, it's fine. It's going to make most people feel better. But, like, for every so often, it just makes people go on a killing spree. We don't know. It just seems to happen. The FDA's like, you know what? That checks out. We're going to approve this. And it's because the FDA obviously is bought and sold. And if you just Google FDA corruption or drug company corruption or pharmaceutical company corruption, there's countless examples of this prior to COVID-19. Once 2020 hit, all of this got swept away and everyone forgot how corrupt the FDA is and how corrupt Big Pharma is. But no, these guys are evil. They don't care. They'll give you whatever. They want you to take their medicine and they don't care if it kills you as long as you pay them.
And it ties back in with psychedelics. That's another reason that they don't want us using things that actually work like psychedelics, and they'll criminalize you for having it.
Absolutely. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, we're here, but it's taking control of the airwaves. You can join the discussion, talk about SSRIs, depression, the right to suicide, or just how much cops suck, if you'd like. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And again, that number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Saudi Arabia. As it turns out, Bonnie, you asked earlier, the reason that the United States may be turning against Saudi Arabia is because of the OPEC countries, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, that's what OPEC stands for. It includes Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries, as far as I could tell, and probably some that aren't in the Middle East. But anyway, they decided that they weren't making enough money from oil, so they were going to decrease production so that they could, you know, they could decrease the supply of gasoline and oil out there, which, of course, raises the price because the demand stays the same.
So when a bunch of countries do it, it's fine. But when businesses, like, get together to decide to keep the prices at a certain level, that's, like, criminal. I mean, at least in the United States.
Well, this would certainly be considered criminal if it was companies in the United States doing it. I don't remember exactly what the word is for it, but it's Price fixing.
That's what it is.
Is what it is. And, I mean, that's certainly what they're doing. But what can you do, you know, when it's a sovereign nation that isn't within United States jurisdiction? What is the United States going to do about it? Well, we know what the United States is going to do about it. They're going to declare war and drop some bombs and kill some brown people, because that's what the United States does. However, they don't want to do that with Saudi Arabia because they have a long history of being friends with Saudi Arabia, even though Saudi Arabia does horrific things like invite journalists to their industries and then, I mean, to their embassies and then kill them and then dismember them and send them back, sneak them out of the building in rugs or whatever it was. I don't remember the specifics, but I remember they did this with some journalists and it was just absolutely horrific. It's like, this is an ally of the United States killing a journalist at an embassy and then hiding the body in rugs after they chopped it into pieces, right? They did that.
Yeah, you think we wouldn't be, or you think the United States wouldn't be friends with somebody like that?
You would think. But they are. And that's coming up because evidently Joe Biden's not amused by it. And even a Democratic war hawk, one of the leading Democrat war hawks, is like, we're not selling you any more weapons. But first, the United States military isn't any better than any of the militaries around the world. Right?
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, we're constantly running ads for Camp Lejeune, which is, I think it was a boot camp. I'm not entirely sure. It had something to do with the military, though, where they basically gave people poisonous water, or from what I could tell, over the course of 50 years or whatever.
What was it, North Carolina?
I don't remember exactly where it was. But it was the U.S. military. They do shady things. And one of the more shady things they've been doing recently is the people in Hawaii evidently have discovered jet fuel in their water.
Yeah.
And what is jet fuel chemically?
It's like must be some sort of gasoline product.
I don't know.
I mean, I would assume that's what jets run on.
I just know
it's like a stronger, it's like a higher octane gasoline.
I don't know. I've never given it any thought whatsoever. I mean,
because I know some people who used to put like jet fuel in their cars to make them go faster.
Wow.
Did that work?
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Does it break your car?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, I guess not, because they were doing it. But it, like, race car fuel is higher octane, so that's the difference.
Okay, see, I thought it was hydrogen, but it's not. That could happen in the future. So that's why I was curious. So it's not hydrogen that they're using. It is just leaded gasoline, higher octane, all of that stuff. I remember the episode of Family Guy where Peter had the brilliant idea to fill up his truck with jet fuel, and yeah, he thought that this would allow him to fly because he's Peter Griffin. I missed that show, especially those older seasons,
yeah,
man,
where
they
the
did
days.
Crap like that. This is just so stupid. Good show. Or at least it used to be. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a very long time, but fond memories of it at the very least. So anyway, evidently, yes, it's gasoline, and Hawaiians are now finding it in their water.
Yeah, so apparently you're not supposed to drink gasoline, and it makes you sick. Apparently the U.S. Navy didn't know that. So a lawsuit alleges that the Navy harbored toxic secrets after jet fuel leaked from a storage facility in Hawaii operated by the Navy, contaminating locals' drinking water and sickening hundreds of families.
That sounds exactly like the U.S. military, too. They have a leak, and it's poisoning people, making them sick. What do? They cover
it
up. Yep. Instead of addressing the problem and fixing it, well, hey, guys, this is a problem. We're sorry. Stop drinking the water. We're going to try to get this sorted out. You know, doing the rational, responsible thing. Your government at work, Americans, those people out there who consider yourselves Americans, this is your government in action. This is what it does. It poisons the Hawaiians.
At the military base they lived on in Utah called Dugway Proving Ground, 4,000 sheep died in, like, the year 2000 just around there, like, miles and miles and miles around this place because it's as big as Rhode Island. And the U.S. government never took, they never said that they did it, but they paid for all the sheep.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
4,000 just dropped dead. I mean,
really
it's
sketchy.
It could have been
like
all at once.
All
right?
In the same time frame. They test chemical weapons there. There was a time that I didn't live there, but people I know lived there in also the early 2000s, and there suddenly the alarms went off to go inside, and birds were falling from the sky.
That's terrifying.
Jesus Christ.
I lived there for 5 years, and I was always thinking about that.
What is this place called?
Dugway Proving Grounds.
This is going to write it down. Don't go here. Well, it's a military base, right? So you probably wouldn't hopefully find yourself there anyways. But
no, but I want to read more about it now.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Sure a lot of military bases are like that. And, you know, there's...
Where the alarms go off, it's like, oh, we got to go inside before we freaking drop dead?
Yeah.
That's got to be unusual. So you said they tested chemical weapons there. I mean, it makes sense because the United States denies it, but they're obviously engaging in all sorts of chemical and biological weapon research.
Yep. That Dugway Proving Ground is also a place that made the news in, I think, like 2013 or something, because somebody accidentally sent anthrax out in the mail from that worked out there.
How do you accidentally do that?
I don't know, but the colonel got fired.
Was this the big anthrax scare? Where, no, that,
it was
that,
like
that
on
was
the news.
Earlier than 2013. The big one where everyone was freaking out.
Yeah.
That was around 2001.
Yeah, I think it was early 2000s.
Man, crazy. I'm going to have to read more about that. I've never heard about it. I guess that's... I just always assumed that the United States military outsourced the biological and chemical research to, you know, to countries like Ukraine and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan and all of these other countries. The same countries that it outsources its torture to and, you know, its black site prisons. I just assumed they were also the ones. Like, Ukraine has a biological or a chemical weapons research facility partnered with the United States. And it's to combat bioterrorism or whatever. Right. Like, yeah.
That makes sense.
But then there's also things like Plum Island here in the United States, which is... almost certainly a chemical weapons.
Where is it?
Plum Island. It's off the coast somewhere, I think, of Pennsylvania. Mm. I'm not 100% sure. It's here in the Northeast, though, and there's very compelling evidence to suggest that Lyme disease originated there.
Really?
And that's why Lyme disease is so much more prominent in the Northeast versus other parts of the world. Like, if you were to look at it as the epicenter, it tracks what you would expect the growth to be of Lyme disease throughout the United States if it was centered on Plum Island.
Dang, I never heard of that.
Either.
I think it was one of Jesse Ventura's little episodes about it. Some of the stuff he did was good. Some of it was like, oh, okay, you need to get away from Alex Jones.
Plum Island, like, military base, too?
I don't recall. This was, like, 2006 that I would have been reading and learning about this stuff.
I feel like there's a Plum Island off the coast of either Massachusetts or
It could
New
be,
Hampshire.
Like I said, it's here in the Northeast. I don't think it was New
this
Hampshire.
This is Plum, I mean, sorry, this is Lyme country.
It is. All of the Northeast is, and you know, evidence suggests, no, it doesn't prove, but evidence suggests that it's because Lyme disease originated at an outbreak from Plum Island, just like COVID-19, almost certainly, or I don't want to say almost certainly, but evidence suggests that it originated with an outbreak from the Wuhan laboratory. Same sort of thing, except, you know, here it was Lyme disease instead of COVID-19. These things happen because governments throughout the world are constantly investing money, this sort of thing, because that's the cheapest, the easiest way for you to annihilate your enemy. If they could develop a disease that only targeted Americans, China would have it easy. Russia would have it easy. 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about how Hawaii is getting poisoned by the U.S. Navy. That and more coming up, including Saudi Arabia. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.